And welcome back to In Touch. Joining us this morning, some of the folks from the Small Business Development Center. We have Kelly Weaver along with Abby Klein here to talk about the Big Idea Competition and more. Ladies, welcome. How's it going this morning?
Good morning.
Great. Thanks for having us, Adam.
Appreciate you coming on. So we'll start off with Kelly here, a tradition to have the folks from the Small Business Development Center on to talk about the Big Idea Competition. I like to call it South Dakota Shark Tank for those that are fans of that show. But give us some details. I understand we are just days away from registration opening.
You bet. This competition opens on September 1st through October 31st, and it's aimed at high school students. And obviously, we have a focus on South Dakota high school students. That's where we started in 2007 when the competition started. But over the years, in the recent years, we've gotten more traction from kids out of state. So now we have two competitions, one for in-state students and one for out-of-state students.
Awesome. And we'll talk about that growth and whatnot in just a little bit. But registration opens September 1st. Yep. And give us kind of just an overview. This is if you're encouraging students in South Dakota and, again, across the country to just pitch their ideas for businesses or services. Well, give, you know, explain it to me.
Right. So it's an idea competition, so it's not a full-blown business plan. It's basically 1,000 words about an idea that you have. The concept, the customers you would be serving, the product and service, obviously, that you would be serving, who your competition is, a little bit about what it would take to start the business or to run the business. We do have students occasionally that are already running businesses that they're submitting ideas on. And this year we've added a component where you can have a visual element to your idea, not just the written element. Students are required to submit a 30 to 60 second elevator pitch video.
When you started this in 2007, probably transferring video and filming video and whatnot probably is a little bit more difficult than it is today, because right now I could just flip on the phone and I could have a video with my elevator pitch on it in no time, right?
Right, and that's one of the reasons that helped us pull the trigger on this. You know, we've had comments from judges over the past, I'd really like to see the student or hear their, you know, why they started this idea, their passion about it. And it's just like, I don't know, that seems like a big lift technology-wise, but, you know, like you said, it's so much easier and kids are doing videos all the time, so we figure it's an easy lift. Cross our fingers. We're going to give it a shot and see what happens.
Very good. Let's welcome on Abby here. Abby, you are an intern with the Small Business Development Center.
Yes, I am.
Introduce yourself to our listeners.
My name is Abby, and I just graduated from Northern recently in May. I live here in Aberdeen, loving life. and I just spend a lot of time working and just loving what I do.
Tell me about, how are you involved now in getting this competition organized and going?
So I help with all the data entry and all that kind of stuff. So we've been sorting through our past competitions and getting all the numbers from that. And I've also been helping Kelly with the elevator pitch stuff. So that's kind of my main focus.
So when students are entering their ideas, are you going to be the first one to see them, or what's going on?
Not the first one to see them, but just hope that they're uploading it correctly. So I had to do like a how-to video the other day. So I put instructions up so teachers understand how to upload the video to YouTube and put the video link on the application.
Well, perfect. Well, then let's talk. How do students enter their idea?
So we're still working on the website. It hasn't been brought to live
what
yet.
Will be the website for those, or is it, or do we not have a URL yet, or?
Well, it's at our main website, www.bigideasd.com, and then there's a link up in the corner that says student login, and they'll click on that to create an account, and then from there they'll be able to enter all their profile basically, mm-hmm. and their idea, and upload their video. And we do have some special category awards this year, again, wellness, ag innovation, hometown business, and makers. And so if their idea fits in that category, they'll be able to select that and be eligible for some additional prizes and scholarships, of which we have $60,000 in prizes.
Wow.
And scholarships this year. We brought on Dakota State University as another university partner to offer scholarships to students, so that's great.
So not only do they get bragging rights, but there's also tangible scholarship dollars they could win as well.
Yep, and all 8 finalists will receive some scholarship in cash, so it's not like you have to be first place to get a prize. If you're a finalist, you're going to get some money and some scholarships. So
awesome. So again, go to that website, and then when you on September 1st, that URL or that link will be live, right?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Awesome. So have you, I mean, you've been looking at, you were a high school student here rather recently. Did you take part in the Big Idea competition?
Or? I heard about it when I went to Roncalli, but I never participated. Okay. So it's really cool to be actually behind the scenes now and working with Kelly to make this happen, you know, and see how many students have amazing ideas. So,
and I was going to say, have you seen any ideas? Because you've been looking at past winners, yes, or past, have you seen any ideas that have impressed you?
One that I always refer to her video, it's Goats to Go. It's so cute. Her name's Matea Gordon, and she talks about how she does goat rentals, mm-hmm, for families and kids, birthday parties, like anything like that.
Like a petting zoo type,
yes,
thing? Sure.
Yeah, but like in like a more controlled setting. So mm-hmm, I always thought that was super cool. And then her brother did Hello Egg. Bennett Gordon is his name, and he does like farm tours. Because I feel like a lot of people in South Dakota, like, yeah, we farm, mm-hmm, but nobody knows what actually goes on behind the scenes. So he does farm tours where you can, like, go around on the farm and, like, see what happens. And, yeah, that's super cool to me.
Yeah, depending on the size of the operation, I'm sure it would be quite impressive as to what goes into everything like that. Tell me more, Kelly. How many competitors did you have last year, and how has it grown since that, you know, first year?
So last year was our biggest year. We had 365 entries,
wow,
from about 76 schools. You know, most of our South Dakota students compete as part of a class. So we, mm-hmm, get a lot more entries from South Dakota from about the same amount of schools. We had an equal number of schools, both, mm-hmm, in-state and out-of-state. But about 320 of those entries were in-state. The other were from out-of-state schools. We started this 2007. We had 10 schools and 100 entries. And we were thrilled because we were building this. It's like, right? Is anybody going to show up?
Sure.
Does anybody think this is as a cool idea as we do? You know, and now it's like, wow, we're.
And not just that, but also out of state as well. We were talking before we came on air, during the pandemic, you realized that, I mean, it was always open to out of state students, but that's when you realize that, like, oh, this is much more feasible, I guess, than you thought, right?
Right, right. You know, having gone through a totally virtual competition in 2020, when we started seeing more traction from out-of-state students, it's like, well, we'll just do a virtual competition for the out-of-state students because we have enough of them. Prior to that, we'd had a few, one student a year for the last couple years before that made it to the finalists. We just did that virtually and did all of our in-state competitors in person. Well, now we have enough out-of-state students alone that we can have two separate competitions. And, you know, we have a great team of partners at Northern where we host the event in December, and they, the day before, we do the virtual event, and they've got us all lined up for in rooms with judges and screens and cameras and Zoom accounts, and so they just do a great job to help us make this feasible. And
awesome. So now there's going to be, you know, hopefully hundreds of entries. How many finalists will there be? And then what happens on the day? They come to, I mean, if they can, they come to Aberdeen, right?
Yes. So 8 finalists for in-state and out-of-state. And then when we do the in-person competition, they'll do live elevator pitches, which that will be super cool. Plus,
in front of judges, right?
Yes, yep, in front, mm-hmm, of judges. And then there's also cash prizes available for that, thanks to our new sponsor, Dakota Plains Commercial Real Estate. So,
and when it comes to the judging, or I mean, like, it's run all day, I guess? How, you know, walk us through the day, if you would.
So, for the virtual judging, the day before, it's most of the morning, but we wrap up by early afternoon. With the final competition, the in-person competition at Northern, it's the morning where the students are coming in and doing their presentations to the judges. The judges do their deliberations and scoring, and then the afternoon we have an awards ceremony. So that's where they're going to do their live pitches, not only in front of the judges in the morning, but also in front of the main stage at the Jewett Theater at Northern, in front of the crowd. And then we are bringing in a speaker. We are just putting the final touches on that, but we're really excited about our speaker because he also started a business when he was in high school and college, and turned it basically into a nonprofit organization, so kind of that social entrepreneurship aspect. And And so they hear from the speaker, can ask some questions, and then we give out the prizes. So we go from 8 in the morning to about 3 in the afternoon.
Excellent. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to some of the winners, or some of the finalists, rather, on that day. Right. Before we let you go here, we're up against the end of the show. So the registration opens for the Big Idea Competition September 1st. Where can people register?
Go to www.bigideasd.com and click on the link to log in. Right now, that website's available with all kinds of information about the competition. So if you want to get, you know, school up ahead of time before September 1st, do that. Students and...
Is there a cutoff date?
Yeah, students and advisors do have to create an account by October 24th. That's a week before the final deadline when they have to submit their actual idea by October 31st.
So you got about 2 months between September 1st to the end of October before you get that stuff in. Anything else you want to make sure that we mention before we let you go?
Well, we just want to thank our sponsors because we could not do this without them for sure. And we're still working on a few more hopefully yet for this year. And, you know, if you're really excited about what you're hearing today, we need judges. All of these entries are judged by 3 different people. They're all volunteers. You can do it virtually in your jammies at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., whatever you want to do. So just contact us. You can go to the website and go to the contact form and say, hey, I'm interested in being a judge, and we'll get you hooked up.
Very good. We have to leave it there. Again, Kelly Weaver and Abby Klein with the Small Business Development Center and the Big Idea Competition. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the radio this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Adam.
That's going to do it for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.